This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's Adrian Chenault, and it's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And we have got the most unbelievable woman, I believe, in network marketing with us today. And she did not see that coming, but it happens to be the truth. The woman of the year at ANMP a couple of years ago, which is the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. The company she's with right now just gave her the biggest trophy you ever want to see in your life. She absolutely knocked the cover off the ball, and no one could believe it because she's such a quiet, powerful leader. She's invisible in plain sight unless you know her, and then you realize this woman is the most amazing woman in network marketing. Her name is Lisa Grossman. I love her, don't you?
I can't say enough nice things about her, and you'll hear more of them. But
She
does need to unmute herself. What I just love about her is that she really walks the talk of giving a dang about people.
Oh my
gosh. There's just not that many people that really do that.
No. And like, I can't remember the company. Like Organo Gold was just going crazy, and there was a guy named Holton Bugs who was like making $40 million a month and doing all this crazy stuff that's not an income claim, and it wasn't even close to that, but a ton. And at the end of the day, he's given this speech, and he goes, I owe everything to Lisa Grossman. And I literally almost swallowed my cigar because all the big people that I know say that. And it took me forever to get to know her. And I will tell you one thing right now. I agree with them all 100%. I don't know two people like her. She's that all of it in a bag of chips. So everybody that's watching this today, pay close attention because this is what you want to be when you grow up, right?
That is absolutely right.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm awesome, but a little awestruck because I don't know who you were talking about. Certainly not me, but thank you. And let's have some fun today and make these viewers happy they showed up.
Absolutely. We're going to do it. I'm not trying to advertise my shirt. However, it's quite cool. I am the great
remembrance. I love the shirt.
And it looks like a pyramid, but it's supposed to look like a Christmas tree. But whatever it looks like, but it's cool. And I want to thank another friend of yours, Donna Maria Saratella, for getting this thing rolling and helping me with what it looked like out of the sky blue. She was a big contribution. And she's another one that you would never imagine having so much character, integrity, and power. But Lisa, you are inspiring women all over the world, and men for that matter, but primarily women, I think, that there's a better way. And I just want to thank you for that before we get going.
Well, thank you. I'm inspired by people that I meet every single day. So I think that inspiration is the ultimate merry-go-round. You get more than you give, and it seems to infect anybody who's close, which is kind of cool.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Lisa, it's funny. I think I may have told you this once before, but I have known of you for many, many years. You're somebody that my dad has talked about many times as somebody who he loves and who he really respects. And I think I had, at the time, had met you once at either Eric's or at Ray Higdon's event. Out of the blue, you sent me this voice clip and you just said, hey, I just hope you're doing really, really well. And I miss you. And I hope to see you at something that was coming up in the near future. And I was so struck by that because there was just there's no chance you would have done it, let alone said that. It was just such an authenticity in the way that you said that. And I think that for me is part of your magic and is something that I have learned from you is that you have a real, you are who you are, but you have a real love of people. In a broad sense, you really see people and you care about them and you enjoy them. And so I want to start there and just ask you a little bit about that because I'm curious if it's something that it's a thread that runs all the way back through when you were a little girl. If there was a point where you really woke up to just how much people are where the happiness resides, or what that looks like for you.
Well, first off, I think the psychology of it runs deep, because my father used to always say as I was growing up, if you can help somebody and you don't, shame on you. So I grew up with this belief that whatever else we're here to do, we're here to leave it better than we found it if we can. And today especially, you know, we're so connected digitally and with technology, but so disconnected because people feel they have to be on 24 hours a day, you know, on social media. And I think that people matter, and I think that people perform their best when they know that they do. And I think the happiness piece has become big for me. I'm very focused on it this year because I'm in my 60th year, and suddenly you realize what's important. But I think it's been my whole life. We spend all this time on tactics. You know, from the day we get into school and they teach us how to study and how to take tests and how to learn and how to win friends and influence people and how to do this and how to do a video and whatever it is, it's important. However, the formula for tactics is really simple. You know, you find something you want to do, find the formula from somebody who's done it well, and understand you're going to be really terrible when you start and consistently commit to being terrible, and terrible turns into average. Average originally turns into above average. And eventually you're pretty proficient. Most everybody else has quit anyway, so you're leading. But that doesn't mean you're happy. You know, that just means you do something well. And happiness lies in the being. And that formula is equally simple, but we forget it. Happiness lies in remembering that everything we do should be to fulfill the design of the life we want and not become the life that we live. And part of that for people is knowing that they're seen and knowing that they matter. If you want them to get up and do stuff, they have to know you're going to love them no matter what. And they have to know that not only are they going to make mistakes, that it's not bad, it's expected. Because that's the road to success, is finding out all the things, all the information of what didn't work the way you wanted, so you can zero in on what does. So I think that I've always felt that if you expect more from people and you let them know you expect more, not because you don't, that they're not as good if they don't, but because you know that it's better when they do and they make the thing better, that they do more. So, yeah, I think that I have these stupid rules. Never go to bed angry because you don't know that you're going to get up tomorrow morning. Keep the main thing the main thing, and in the end, it doesn't really matter. So I'll sum it up with this, Adrian. This is going to date me, and I don't know what the technology equivalent would be today, so I leave that to those younger and smarter. But if the world was going to end in 10 minutes, I heard this when I was young, everybody would be in a payphone, calling somebody to say, I'm sorry, or I'm sorry I didn't tell you how much you matter, or I don't want to miss the opportunity to tell you that I love you. Well, if that's what we'd all be doing if the world was going to end in 10 minutes, why wait for the world to end? Because you never know when your time in the world will end.
It's so true. And I read, so it was the 20-year anniversary of 9/11 this year, and there was the transcript of the guy who kind of led he was the person who kind of sparked it or whatever to go in and to take to crash the plane in Pennsylvania that was supposed to go to the White House. And there's the transcript of that. And so this is literally that moment, right? This guy is on hidden on the phone talking to a stranger at the FBI, certain he's about to die and certain that he is making the choice to allow himself to die for a much bigger cause. And I'm sorry, for getting emotional, but he speaks to this woman.
I read it. It was all over Facebook, and
And he said, you know, you have to tell my family this. You have to tell this person this. And he said, I need you to do these things for me, and this is what we're now going to do. And he hangs up the phone, and they did what they did. And you're never going to regret having done said those words that mattered, and how many times do we hear stories or do we experience ourselves where we thought we had lots more chances to tell somebody something really important and we lose it. And that's not a place we want to live.
Too many people, and I see it in business all the time, but really how we do anything is how we do everything. And, you know, business is important and life comes before business. So many people just do not understand how valuable time is. They get so caught up in things and the acquisition of things and money that they don't realize that the most valuable commodity to have, the one that is irreplaceable, you can't get more, it should never be wasted, and you don't know how much you have to begin with, is time. And any moment spent in anger or confusion or not knowing where it's at is just a waste of time.
That's 100% true. And sometimes we have to learn the lesson the hard way, but why not learn it the easier way?
So I just gained 7 hours a week. 7 hours a week Tom Chenault gained in his life. That's a lot of hours.
Because contact mapping is good, but 7 hours in 1 week, there's got to be more to the story.
I just gained 7 hours a week. This is the most amazing story, and it just dawned on me. Because Al Bala is on this Peloton. And I don't know if you've watched him, but he's working out on the Peloton. We've got one downstairs, and I've just hung my clothes on it forever. So I go down there. So here's the thing. So I hop on it, and I start spinning, and I'm having the time of my life, and I'm watching this beautiful woman named Kendall Toole. And I spin for 45 minutes. I feel like $1 million. The next day, I go spin for 45 minutes. Love Kendall Toole. Watch another one of her deals. And I call all my friends and said, do you guys know who Kendall Toole is? And all of them go, oh, yeah, that great girl. So 3 days later, I'm sick of her, and I thought, what happens if I do my AA meeting on the Peloton? So then I'm on the Peloton every day for an hour watching my friends talk about what's going on and important in their life for 1 hour. And I'm paying attention like crazy for the first time in my life. I'm spinning for that whole hour, and I have saved 7 hours a week. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, everybody, because I used to do them both separately. Not well. Now, me. Look at this body. Unbelievable. Take that, Al Bala. Is that cool?
Oh, my gosh. That's very, very cool. So we got to take a break in about 30 seconds. You want to take a break?
Yeah, we're on the – you know, I love this show. I love the name of the show. Where on earth is the son better than the dad? Not many times. You know, it'd be like LeBron James is – well, that would be – I'm comparing myself to him. Take that away. He's so much better at what I do than I am. It's unbelievable. We named the show after that legacy leadership. And we're on the Genesis Communication Network, which is a blowtorch, over 550 stations all over the world. Thank you, Ted Anderson. I don't know how we got so lucky. We'll be back right after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and one of our favorite, or maybe our favorite woman in the world, Lisa Fader Grossman. I love this woman. I love her husband, Steve. I love her two daughters. I love the way they live their life. I love their absolute loyalty to their friends. It's just unbelievable. We are blessed to have her here, and I'm blessed to have you as a son. I'm blessed to have my wife, Denise, as a wife. And now we go.
Awesome. So this, we're changing things up a little bit. And what I want to talk about, so the presenting sponsor for this show is Contact Mapping. So if you go to contactmapping.com, you can check out more about that. But it's really all about relationship. And in the last segment, that's really what it came down to in hearing what Lisa was talking about. But Lisa, you talked about, I just forgot his name, of course.
Todd Beamer?
No, not Todd Beamer. The guy from Boom, iBoomerang.
Holton Bugs.
Holton Bugs. And, you know, people from all over the network marketing profession, from all over all these places who aren't in business, you're not making a buck off people. And yet they are so thankful, and they speak of the impact that you have had on their lives. And that's not by accident. That's by design. And I can see it in the way that you have carried yourself. And so, Lisa, I just want you to share a little bit about how have you gone about cultivating such rich relationships, not just professionally, but across all the things that you do in your life?
Well, I'm truly interested in other people. I'm interested in their story, where they want to go, what matters to them, what's important to them, because our differences make us interesting. Our commonalities, which far outweigh our differences, should unite us. But when we stop having conversations and we stop seeing the other person and remembering the other person, that starts to go in the wrong direction. You know, one of the reasons I love contact mapping is people have said to me, because I recommend it so much, I remember really well. I have an incredible memory without a tool to help me. But I need the reminders because life gets in the way. So if you bring up Tom's name or if Tom messages me, I know everything about Tom. We have so many good experiences together. Just thinking about him takes me to good places. But his birthday could easily come and go in the hustle-bustle schedule in which we live our life. I might forget his anniversary. Worse, I could be talking to Mary, and Mary's got someone in the hospital, and I was, you know, she posted on Facebook, and everybody's loving on Mary, and we're praying for you. I want to go back a couple days later and make sure Mary's okay and follow up and see how things are going. So it's great for remembering, but it's really wonderful for the follow-up and follow-through that is necessary if you want good relationships. Only your family who can't get rid of you will forgive you for getting everything that's important to them. And that's only because they have no choice. Everybody else kind of wants you. You know, they want to know they matter. And people know they matter when you remember and you acknowledge and you connect and you listen.
I spend every day remembering people. And I was telling everybody, and I keep saying it too much, at Christmas time, I got 187 texts, and 120 of them had no name, nothing about me, just a Christmas tree or something. And, you know, that's not remembering people. That's sending emoticons. That's a game. Do this. Try to put people's name when you're talking to them and something about them into conversation, no matter what you're after, letting them know they matter. And I promise you, everything is going to shift. And the app and the company that he built and the community he's got around it are going to change your life. 100%. I guarantee you, not only will you be a better contact mapper, you will be a better person. People will like you better. And there's a bunch of people listening to this show. You should comment and say, yeah, it's true. Because it's a shock. You're finally home because you're not treating people like prospects anymore. You're treating them like human beings. That's
cool.
Which
is what they are.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about that, Tom? I have so many people, I know you get it as well, they're so shocked when you write back.
Oh.
You know, they're so shocked when you answer a question. They're too shocked. All that tells me is if basic nicety, compassion, and consideration is so refreshing to people, then we're doing something wrong. And I don't think that people have any intent to run through life and not notice what's going to the left and right of them. But in a hustle-bustle, busy world, if you are not making a concentrated effort with intention to stay on top of those things, then it's going to get away from you. And when you have a tool that can make it so easy to stay on top of those things and you don't use it, then you're going to spend a lot of time beating yourself head against the wall instead of patting yourself on the back.
Shame on you. We're going to take another break. Genesis Communication Network, Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Adrian and Tom and Lisa, we'll be right back. Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A shooting at an Oregon concert venue has left 6 people injured and police looking for the shooter. The Eugene Police Department said it received reports of shots fired outside Wow Hall about 9:30 on Friday night. The shooting took place during a concert by rappers Lil Bean and Zay Bang. Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner.
We responded to a scene and a call of gunshots here at the WOW Hall. We've got six victims that we know of gunshot wounds. One is critical and is at the hospital in surgery. Don't know the status of the others, but as you can imagine, the investigation is going to be ongoing. It's in its early stages, and what we're really struggling with is the fact that we know we have witnesses. We just need people to feel comfortable to bring that forward so we can better understand what happened.
This is USA Radio News. A winter storm is hitting the nation from the Carolinas all the way up through the Dakotas. Store shelves are being emptied as people prepare for the storm. In eastern Minnesota, wind gusts of up to 20 miles per hour made it difficult for anyone trying to keep the streets clear.
The wind will make life a whole lot worse for us. I mean, you can keep up the snow, but the wind's not going to be your friend at all.
The National Weather Service says some people might see as much as 20 straight hours of snow. And the West Coast is watching for high water due to a tsunami advisory after an underwater volcano erupted near Tonga. Dave Snyder is at the National Tsunami Warning Center.
We've heard of some minor impacts there around the Los Angeles area, parking lot flooding, I think. But on the other side of things, we've heard of impacts around Hawaii, where they've had boats moved out of the water and onto the dock. So we're just beginning to see that from the initial waves moving in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And it is Lisa Grossman who has a thought. This is even more exciting.
I think that for everybody watching this, I think that we can blow their mind and change their lives in about 6 minutes.
Hit it.
Okay, so here's the thing. I was thinking when you were saying, Adrian, the things you're talking about, really what it all comes down to is people live in a vague place. We're not specific enough as human beings. We don't clue in on what we want. We get caught up in the wrong things. So I have this visual that I want to play a game with you, Tom, and see what this sparks with everybody else. Tom, we've never, ever, ever put a jigsaw puzzle together, have we?
No.
But you put together jigsaw puzzles. We've just come through a pandemic. Everybody's done a puzzle or two.
Correct.
Okay, although we've never put a jigsaw puzzle together, I'm going to tell you exactly how you do it, and you tell me what I miss. First, if you have multiple puzzles in your house, you pick the one you like, and then you open the box, you dump all the pieces on the table, and then you turn them upside down, you know, so that your cardboard's down, colors up, and then you find all the flat edges, and you build out the frame.
Correct.
And then you put the picture on the corner of the table and you start going to put that puzzle together.
Right.
And the more it gets done, even though y'all thought you were going to put, people get excited. They start anticipating, oh my gosh, we can see Mickey Mouse's tail. There's the Magic Kingdom. Look at the sunset. And people go and go and go because they are focused on manifesting that picture and they know what it's going to look like when it's done. Am I close?
Correct.
Okay. I want people to reference that to their lives. I want you to be the puzzle frame, which is the frame of your life. Now, Tom, imagine if I came over and I go to you and Adrian and I said, guys, I've got this puzzle. I just know you can't put it together. And you're like, yes, we can. No. You guys are puzzle amateurs. This is not everyday puzzle. We can do it. Okay. So now I dump all the pieces on the puzzle on the table. But when I leave, you say, well, wait a minute, where's the box? Oh, you don't get the box. You don't get to see the picture of what's on the box. So now you guys are persistent. You're going to put that puzzle together, right? Because you said you would. I'd go to you. You're going to start out the same way. You're going to go find all the flat edges. It's going to take twice as long. You're not particularly excited about it because you have no idea what the picture is going to look like or if you even like the picture. And the more that you go forward, the more frustrating it's going to become. And even when you complete it, even if you like the picture, you couldn't teach anybody else on how to do it because it's a one-off. Every puzzle is different. So for those of you watching who think that people in your business aren't serious or think that this one's this or are so quick to dismiss people, I want you to think about this. Imagine how most people would be with that puzzle. It's not that they really thought they'd quit. They work on it, and then half the people will quit, and then the others are like, you know, I'm going to work on it more tomorrow because they're frustrated. And the next day comes around, and they say, you know what? This weekend is going to be great. And the weekend rolls around next month. The kids go back to school. Next month, I'm going to get back to that puzzle. And then they say, nah. And they pack it up, and they put it in the closet with every intention of getting back to it. But they're distracted by everything because they had a picture that said nothing. They weren't excited about it. People need to be excited and enthusiastic about the life they're creating for themselves. And if you don't help them see it, they're not real excited about building it. It's they don't see the payoff in all that hard work and frustration, not knowing where they're going. Which brings me back to what we were talking about before. Part of it is making people know they matter and staying in touch with them and on top of what's going on. And the other part is making sure that you help them get a clear picture of what it is they want so they know what they're playing for. And the puzzle isn't a frustrating experience. It's a glorious one. And I'm done.
Wow. That's 100% right. And that's not just network marketing. That's your whole life.
That is. It's my life.
That's exactly right. No wonder I'm a wandering Jedi. I always throw the box away.
No, you know, and let's go a little deeper on that, right? So we do, you know, you bring somebody into a business. You say, hey, you're going to do all these things. You're going to go and you're going to talk to these people and you're going to do all this stuff. And if you just give them the collection of things that they're supposed to do, and they don't understand why they're doing it, or they don't understand what's in it for them, or they don't understand what the ultimate payoff is, then they might do it for a short period of time, but it's not going to last. And if you can't get to the place where there's happiness, where there's fun, where there is meaning around doing this stuff, then it's just it's a ticking time bomb until you decide you're not going to do it anymore.
You know, it's I've done it. I've gotten focused on the wrong thing, the strategy, the tactics, and gotten to the top of a mountain, found out it was a mountain I didn't want to live on because I didn't ask the right question. I wasn't using my business to build the life I wanted. I created a bit of life where business was it because I didn't understand legacy and what it's really about and things surviving you. And I felt like if I left my business for an hour, you know, my business would stop, and I created that. But if you think about it, we have this incredible ability to borrow from the future. We do it all the time. You knew exactly what you wanted contact mapping to do when you started. Now, maybe it's morphed a little as information, But you could see a day when people would have this tool on their phone and what it was going to do for them. So every little frustration, every little setback, every little whatever it was, so what? The picture on the wall was where you knew you were going. But you're borrowing from that. But if it was just like, oh, this would be cool, let's go build an app, and what's the future you're borrowing from is a bunch of puzzle pieces on a table that you don't even know what the finished product's going to look like. You have nothing to borrow from except aggravation. You look at it and you don't see the road to the picture. You see a bunch of more aggravating hours today. So I think that the key to being happy in life is if you know what you want the future to be, you can borrow from it for your enthusiasm. You can borrow it when you're having a bad day. You can borrow from it when you get distracted to ask yourself, is this the road to that picture I love so much? But without that absolute certainty of knowing what you're trying to do and what it means to you and what you feel about its completion and the realization of that dream, what is it but a bunch of work and stuff that you know, I'll bet as much as you love your app, you don't love app building.
Love it way less than when I started. It's hard, right? That's not the thing. That's not what this is about. It's about the impact, and that's true across a lot.
Plus, every time we've got the map, the puzzle completely done, like 5 minutes away, and his little boy walks in and turns over the table, doesn't help.
Yeah, that's right.
It's hard. I mean, being in the app business is hard, but we don't have just an app. Our business, the app is great, but it's not anywhere near as good as the application. And what we're going to look back on in our life is the legacy that we left.
The app is a tool.
Yeah.
The vision, the dream, the outcome is what it's all about. The app's just how we get there. And, you know, you raised an interesting point because, like, the kid turning over the table. This is one of my pet peeves, so I'm just going to go off on it. Every year, around the end of the year, beginning of the year, a lot of people go through the doldrums. They're shifting careers, shifting things, making changes. And I get these calls, but I don't want to start over. You never start over. You start again. There's no such thing as starting over. You know, if you went from here to here, you know at least how to go from here to here again, how to do it faster, more efficiently. You have all the knowledge that you gained along the way, all the relationships, assets, tools, resources. You know, a baby doesn't start over when they fall down and they pull themselves up to walk, because they have all the times they fell down before that they've utilized to get the strategy that ultimately gets them to walk. So stop telling yourself that I can't start over. I have to start over. There's no such thing. Great news is you get to start again better off than you were when you did start the first time.
And the cool thing about the network marketing business is you never really lost any ground. If you've done your job.
Not a dollar.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful thing. And so, Lisa, and I don't know if you're willing to answer this question. As a person who's made 8 figures in network marketing, which is, there's not very many people in the world that have done that, and you are one. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. 8 figures is over $10 million.
Three times 8 figures. Yeah. But 32 years.
That's a ton of dough.
It is.
What's there for you? Why are you looking at the future with such gigantic eyes? 60 years old, could be doing puzzles for the rest of your life and never lose a meal. But you haven't slowed down an iota. You're giving away bicycles at Christmas time. What to underprivileged kids. And by the way, that's one of the great moves I've ever seen. They got on Facebook Live and told kids to call in and say, you call in and tell us a story. We're giving you a bicycle. No questions asked. They gave these kids that called in a bicycle. So the only person who was losing in that whole deal was the person who didn't know to call in and get the free bicycle. That's
a true story. If somebody knows somebody,
unbelievable.
You know what I mean? Unbelievable. I have decided that I don't know when I didn't know this, but I was told by a lot of people there's something magical about when a kid gets a bike. And bikes are not really expensive. So if anybody watching this knows a kid somewhere that needs a bike, please reach out to me. I have more bikes I can give. But why am I still doing it?
It makes me cry.
Because now it's fun. Because the more security you build in your own life, the more freedom you have to create impact and help other people build security in theirs. And the day you stop is the day you do what? I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
If I wasn't out. I love people. I love impact.
And you retire into your business. You don't retire out of your business. You don't retire out of your great life. You retire into it, everybody. And what you have when you've done what she's done is you've got the ability to hire people to do what you don't like doing. And that's me. And I get up every morning with, I'm a decade older than her, and I wake up with my hair on fire, ready to go. How much time we have left?
A minute.
You guys, this is Lisa Grossman. And you find her on Facebook. Is there any great way to find you, Lisa?
Facebook profile, and I'll tell you, you know, I'm on the other platforms, but my technical abilities, such as what they are after 10 years, Facebook and I are just now uncomfortable with each other. But yeah, anywhere you message me, I message back. I return all my messages. I always will.
All right, you guys. We're taking a break. This is the Genesis Communication Network. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and the great Lisa Grossman. What a show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, Lisa Grossman. I want you to think of anybody that you know. And I almost posted this. That talks to new people every day, documents people every day, and is 100% in integrity with their remembers, which is their follow-ups. I don't use the word follow-up because the acronym for follow-up is FU, and nobody likes that, and nobody truly likes following up. Nobody likes to be followed up upon. They love to be remembered. So just change that in your brain, and your life is going to change too. But think about that. And when people tell me they're all caught up, my mind says you're not talking to enough new people. Because I want you to be constantly taking this loop, making it bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm telling you who does it? All the monsters. They are constantly connecting more and more and more. And not necessarily at higher levels, more and more and more. Because everybody, every one of you people on this call know a really cool, successful guy who's also a derelict, because you know me. And I like that. So take it away.
I love that. So, Lisa, we were talking earlier, and I think, you know, to bring it kind of full circle in this conversation about your shift towards really happiness and that sort of internal happiness, as you think about the impact that you want the next 10 years of your life, you know, you're getting ready to turn 60. In the next 10 years, what is the impact and the lasting impact that you want the work you do in the next 10 years to have?
You know, it's funny that you should say that, because legacy for me is it equals immortality. You know, because what the seeds you, that's why you invest in people. The seeds you plant in other people are the living legacy, because they remember you well, you live in their memories, and if you impacted them in any way and made their lives better, you ripple effect and change the world. You can build a big building and put your name on it, but all you did for anybody was build, for the world, was build a big building. You'll be remembered. But we want to be remembered in the hearts and minds of people as somebody. I think leadership for me means, did you incentivize somebody to feel something or do better or do something that they might otherwise never have done or realized something if you hadn't shown up somewhere? And we have the ability today with technology to show up so many places in so many ways. And in answer to your question before, what I finally figured out is that specificity is the key. If we don't master, if we don't become a master of the art of specificity, we all become masters of the art of settling. And people settle every day. And they get what they asked for. They just didn't ask life specifically enough for what they wanted. And the best gift that you can give yourself is when you do something for somebody else. Truth be told, and not to minimize it, a bicycle at Christmas time, and we had to get some on New Year's Eve, so when nothing was open at Walmart. Nice bicycle for a kid is maybe $75 or $80.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that's not a lot of money, because for a lot of people it is. But where can you buy yourself the knowledge that you made a huge difference in a, you know, in a little human who hopefully will grow up to do more with the world than the adult humans are doing today for $80? Where can you feel that good about, you'll get that kind of joy yourself for $80? And you go have a meal in a restaurant you don't want to go to, or you can make a kid jump up in town and smile and change his life. So it's the cheapest way to happiness is to give what you can give, understanding that much of it doesn't cost very much, and much of it costs nothing at all. Go tell 5 people today that you haven't talked to in a long time who made a difference in your life. Send them a message. Tell them, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be where I am today. Thank you. I wanted you to know that you made a difference. They'll feel great. You'll feel better. I promise.
Amen to that. And this bicycle mission, I told Lisa next Christmas she needs to get some people that have some firepower to get really, really behind this thing, because obviously they're not taking any kind of administration deal. They're just helping these kids buy bikes.
It's a very spontaneous thing.
Yeah, we're going to turn it loose.
That's it. I gotta, because all that stupid Peloton stuff, I got a cramp. So if you're wondering what happened right there, I was about to fall off my chair. So Adrian's looking at me going, what's
Jim Gilhouse nailed it.
What's that?
If you want to be unforgettable,
yeah,
whenever you're with somebody else, you make it about them. They will never forget you, and they will always be there and have your back if you need help.
Amen to that. Isn't that cool, though? What a philosophy. And you wouldn't believe that. I'll never forget when we're standing in Vegas and you taught me the brick rink. And I walked into it, and then I took a whole bunch of money and hired somebody to help me learn to be a better network marketer. And that guy had completely stolen the brick rink from you and used that. And that was part of the thing I paid for. But almost all of the great training that you see in this unbelievable profession pretty much came out of the mouth of Lisa and Curtis at some point long before it hit the big time. Because these are the most plagiarized. Oh, no, they're denying it. Look at her face. She's denying it right now. But it is a fact, Jack. This woman is somebody that you want to find on Facebook and listen to because she's a beast.
Facts.
My cramp's gone. So,
thank God. You were going through that table any minute.
No, I just about flew out of here. So that's too cute. So what do you want to say?
Lisa, I want to thank you for being you and for bringing it back around to that it's not about all these external things, both in terms of it's not about the external strategy and tactics and all this sort of stuff. It's about the internal game, and it's not about doing things that you think you're supposed to do. It's about figuring out what are the things that are actually going to make you happy. That's so important.
Those things are important, but they're easy to find and very tangible. And an outside game gets better with practice and repetition. The inside game is what carries you through the game, the entire game of life, I think.
With all right, we're out of here. We'll see you all next week. It's been, we got 30 more seconds, and it's Ben Gay coming up next week who is going to
be. Ben Gay, do you know who he is, Lisa?
I don't, but you're going to tell me.
Oh my God, this guy is a legend. We got him from Ron Henley, and when we started doing research on this guy, he is amazing. And then we're gonna interview Richard and Kimmy Brook. Denise and I are going to do it. It's going to be like a couples deal. So start making it a muscle to watch this show. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks
for watching.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.